Locker room chats continuing here tonight. It is KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tadman. Now time to talk Jackson Heights. We're joined by the head football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team's off to a great start. Continued last week. Another big win to improve to 3-0. 45-14 the win on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Always good to get a league win, nonetheless, on the road as well. So very impressive. Specifically with the Pea Ridge game, just what you like, what you see, and a few key takeaways from that win.
You know, the first half, I thought offensively we played pretty sloppy, to be honest with you, there in the first half. But, you know, just starting with the opening kickoff, we were able to secure the opening kickoff, and Drake had a punt return there in the first half, and we go in 22-0. And I noticed going into the locker room, the kids didn't feel very satisfied about it. They knew we left some points on the board, you know, getting stopped on a fourth down, Drake throwing a couple picks again there in the game. But overall, I feel like the strength for us on Friday was our defense. You know, we held them to 99 passing yards and 47 rushing yards. And, you know, we put our JV in there in the last fourth quarter when the clock was running, and they gave up a 60-yard bomb and about 30 yards on the ground when they were in there. So overall, our varsity did an exceptional job on defense. They read their keys. They're flowing to the football. And the one thing I can say is our tackling got a lot better. So hopefully we can just keep improving that aspect of the defense moving forward. But overall, we were pretty satisfied with the game on Friday and just one more step in the right direction.
Is that been the biggest surprise so far, maybe in this 3-0 start, is how well the defense has played, or is there something else that's kind of stood out to you so far here through the first 3 weeks?
You know, the one thing that has stood out to me and the coaching staff, you know, the wins and the losses, they'll come and go, but overall it's just team chemistry. You know, our team is very, very close to each other. There hasn't been any, oh, well, he's getting the ball too much, or, you know, he has too many touchdowns, I need to get a touch. It hasn't been anything like that. So the biggest thing that we see this year that has been exceptional is our attitude, our willingness to be coachable, and just overall great attitude. You know, our sportsmanship has been off the charts this year. We've got a variety of compliments on that. You know, just being a good person and just playing the game as hard as you can and playing it the right way. And I would say that's been the biggest aspect that we've seen here in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Gobers have outscored their first three opponents 129-26. Big wins over Horton, Moore Hill, and most recently Pleasant Ridge. Well, now things change a little bit. It's kind of that new part of the season, and you kind of flip the script to that next portion of the season, and that is district play. Class 1A District 4 matchup coming up on Friday. You guys are at home taking on Riverside, and we'll talk about Riverside momentarily, but just in terms of that new part of the season with district play, do you preach it a little bit more? Is it business as usual? Take it week by week? You know, what's just kind of your mindset as the head coach, you know, as you flip the script here to district play?
I think it's just a week-to-week thing. If we can do what we coach in the, you know, getting better each and every week, I think we'll be fine. But, you know, when dealing with these, with Riverside, for instance, you know, we are going into the same way last year. They were 1-2 going into it, and we were 3-0 going into it. And, you know, they handled us pretty easily, you know, last year at Riverside being the first district game, and, maybe surprised a little bit of people, you know, outside of the league or outside of the Big Seven that they, handled us the way they did. But, you know, they're a great football team last year, and I think they're better this year. But when dealing with the aspects of the district play, it doesn't matter. You know, some coaches will say it doesn't matter. It's just 1 week at a time. But overall, it's, you know, it's a brand new season. You know, everybody's 0-0. You know, you get that 21 points is the goal. But overall, we're just preaching day by day, but we know we're going to have a very, very tough test here on Friday.
Jackson Heights will be at home taking on Riverside, first district matchup here in 2023. We'll talk about the Cyclones when we come back right here on KNZA. Locker room chats, we continue on here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. Jackson Heights is the topic. Caleb Wick, the head coach, is joining us. They get set for that first district matchup on Friday night, trying to keep that undefeated streak alive here in 2023, Class 1A District 4. You mentioned right before we ended that first segment, Coach, about the matchup last year. You guys were, again, undefeated going in. Riverside was a 1-2 squad, and the Cyclones win the matchup a year ago, 28-12. Maybe when you look back at that one, what was kind of the key difference in that ballgame?
Well, for us, it wasn't very good when, you know, your best player gets ejected from the game for two personal fouls. There was penalties right and left. I think we had over 150 yards of penalties. So, you know, it goes back to what I said in the first segment about, you know, our intelligence level when, you know, maybe not resorting to talking back to the other players or, you know, having just a better attitude, a better sportsmanlike effort. And that was the main cause last year for us. It was just self-inflicted errors. We were able to move the ball a little bit on them, but we got stopped inside the five once. We threw two picks, and they were able to score on both of them. We got beat on two jump balls, deep balls, which, you know, all those receivers are back, all the quarterback's back, both backs are back. So they're a better team than they were last year. And like I said, they handled us last year. So, you know, that's always, you know, thinking about the big play aspect that they have, you know, they're going to take shots down the field. Their backs are big. They run physical. Their line's good and big as well. So, and, you know, just talking about Riverside, they're in the Big Seven. So they've played Perry, they've played Jeff West, and they've played Royal Valley, you know, three Big Seven schools, two 3A schools, and then being a 1A, they get tested. So they're definitely not going to shy away from us or any other 1A school here in the district. And we know they're going to come and give us their best shot and give us their best game because, like I said earlier, it's districts. Everybody's 0-0, so, you know, you can wipe the slate clean and you can just come into this game with a fresh mindset. So we definitely need to come into this game, you know, ready to play and be locked in.
And as we just talk about, you know, it's a, you know, the game last year that they were able to get that win 28-12, and, you know, not so much familiar with Riverside because they are in the Big Seven, but maybe schematically what they do or maybe their style or format, whatever it is there a team that you see maybe in the Northeast Kansas League that kind of, you know, is similar to them maybe in the style and what they, you know, do on and off the field?
They can run power. You know, they can get up under center and run some power football right at you, but they can also spread it out and get their athletes in space. And, you know, we've seen both of that. We've seen the power running game of, you know, Pleasant Ridge and Horton, and then we've seen the spread attack of Mar Hill. So we've definitely been drilled in the different formations they're going to run at us. But I think everybody's going to get a lot more familiar with Riverside here in the next couple years just because they're moving back to the Northeast Kansas League after the Big Seven and the Mideast League combined. So we'll definitely get more accustomed to them. And, you know, they're a good addition to our league. And I just hope that we can come here on Friday night and really focus up and just play our game.
Finally, Coach, a few keys and expectations for this week against the Cyclones.
You know, keys to the game is just, you know, like every coach will say, it's offense, defense, and special teams. If we can do that, you know, we'll be in the right situation to win the football game. And, you know, the hidden thing here on Friday, is it going to rain? We don't know that yet. I know there's a chance of rain, and I know there's a chance of it being, you know, 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds with gusts of 30, so that'll definitely be a difference maker as well. But, you know, we just know coming into this game, Riverside's going to be a great football team, a great, well-coached football team. They're going to play fast. They're going to play physical. So we need to match their intensity. We need to match their physicality, and we just need to come out and play our game. And hopefully if we can do that, we'll be competitive here on Friday.
Jackson Heights head football coach Caleb Wick, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Cobras at home on Friday, taking on Riverside, District 4 matchup in Class 1A. You can hear the broadcast on KNZA 103.9. Also watch it on the Cobra channel at mscsports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you very much.